live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Tough travel day here in the city.
Yeah, I guess there's trees down in different spots. And a
lot of trees down.
You know, I think that must be the southwest side of town got the worst.
Yeah.
You got it out to the station, right?
We got a lot of trees down South Jackson Road. 4th Street is closed right by the Methodist Church. They have two huge trees down there.
Did they really? You know, were you up last night during the storm?
I don't think so.
I mean, it was that lightning. I couldn't believe that lightning, the thunder. Yeah, it was something else. It was something else.
A lot of, you know, we are the city of beautiful trees.
Yeah, we really are.
And a lot of them are down, and a lot of them are hanging. So,
wow.
Be careful out there.
Wow. Were you telling me that a couple of cars were going down the road got hit or something?
At least one car had a tree.
Really?
Right over the top of it. So.
Wow. Well, it was a spectacular night. I wish it was earlier because I'd like to see all the lightning and the thunder. Can't see the thunder too well, but you can see that lightning. And, it's been fun. But, hey, that's
good. And our road is closed here in front of Bella Notte.
Is that because
also.
Of the storm last night?
No.
Oh, no?
No. That's the downtown dig.
Oh, the downtown dig. Yeah. I got it. So, we got a show today, Greg?
We do. We do.
You know who we're having on the show?
You know... Let me check. Dan Macnick's here from Willis and Macnick. Cindy Hayden from the Balloony Bin. We'll talk to Michael Walters of the Chamber. Carrie Benham has flown in from the Dahlem Center. Where are you, Carrie? There she is. She's here. And Tom Troyer is here from Vantiv. What is Vantiv, Rick? Do you know?
I can tell you exactly what it is. Ian...
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
A little later on in the show.
I'll find out in a minute. So we're starting out right now?
We're on, yeah.
We're on. Okay, then we're going to start out with Cindy Hayden from the Balloony Bin. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I am just peaches and cream. You know, a beautiful day yesterday, beautiful weekend, and it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yes, tomorrow. It is. Well, wherever you are, it's always beautiful.
Yeah, oh, about that. What the heck? Ooh. We got some way to stop this rain. That's what we got to do, is stop this rain for a while because there are puddles around. So, the Balloony Bin. Do you have balloons there?
We have a couple.
Do you really?
We have a red one and a blue one. That's it.
Yep. Kidding me.
No.
Actually, we have thousands and thousands of balloons in every color you can imagine. Sometimes for a bride, we even have to put like a balloon inside of a balloon to get the exact same shade that she wants. So so we can do it, whatever it is you need for decorations.
Is this time of year a busier time of year than normal than the rest of the year?
It's insane right now. I think I slept last Thursday for a minute. Yeah, business is great right now. It's graduation season, and it's also wedding season. But a lot of people are kind of going to fall for their weddings because they like the fall theme. So, but yeah, graduation parties are in full gear.
And people want balloons?
If they want, they have to have balloons. Your balloons say, ta-da, it's your party. So, yeah. So we go around and send cards to the people and condolences that you didn't have balloons at your party. We're so sorry. No, not really. But you just have to have balloons.
They come to you with ideas that they want you to do?
Yes. Yep. A lot of people pick pictures out on Pinterest and say, can you do this? I'm like, absolutely we can. So, we work with all the venues in Jackson. So if you're planning an event, we can go in there for you and work with the owners and get it all set up and figure out to come back and tear it all down. So we just make your event, your wedding, your party, your graduation, just make it very easy for you. So
what's been really wild or crazy or bizarre, unusual, weird?
Be careful, Cindy.
Yeah, right. This is the morning show.
Well, we make a really cute baby in a bathtub. So out of balloons. Yeah, we make a little baby, put him in a make a bathtub, put a little balloons around him, little bubbles, and make it look like he's playing in the bathtub. We make a very cute little bride and groom. We make a 40-foot dragon. We can make really cool designs to hang from the ceiling. We have a really amazing magnetic system where we can do everything from the floor and just put it all up on the ceiling for you. So we are the Balloony Bin. We're very creative.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I bet it is. I really bet it is. So this is a season to be really Really busy.
Yes. Yeah, we can also do a lot of corporate events. We can put your logo on balloons. So if you have a business name or a certain logo that you're wanting to, you know, like go get them or something, we can write that. We can do your school name. We can have balloons printed with anything you'd like to say on them. We've done a few proposals that way. I have 100 balloons in my hand that walks in and says, you know, like, Julie, will you marry me? And not specifically me, but from the person that's there. So we can put anything you'd like on a balloon. So
that's kind of a cool thing. You know, that'd be kind of a cool thing to do.
There you go.
That's right. That's being real creative.
Right. How'd you get into that business?
Well, 28 years ago, I owned a balloon store in Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yep, I did.
Who knew?
And yeah, yep,
was
it was
that?
Right on Cooper Street, 400 Cooper Street.
Oh,
so
28 years ago.
28 years ago, but I don't. I'm only like 24, so I don't know. I might have my figures
Greg
wrong.
Greg and I were 48 at that time.
Yep. So I started it, and then I decided to go to college and get my bachelor's degree. So I sold my business, and I was a social worker for a long time. And then I decided I really liked balloons, so I decided to open the store again. So it's been 9 years this time. We've been open, so doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it's been a great 9 years.
How did the Blues Festival go?
The Blues Fest was amazing. We had three beautiful days of weather. Got a little chilly on Thursday night, but Blues fans are diehard people. So we had only national musicians this year. It was just a great event. For the first time in 14 years, Mojo Phoenix did not play. We stepped aside and let national acts come in and play. On Saturday night, about 8:30, all the food vendors were out of food. The beer tent was out of beer. It was the best festival, best attended festival we've ever had. So, and for that, I'd like to thank Planet Fitness and IKEA Web Solutions and M&K and Experience Jackson. So we had a lot of great sponsors that helped put it all together. So next year it'll be 15 years for the festival.
Wow. How does that time go by? It's frightening. Frightening.
Yep.
Did you give out harmonicas this year?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Over 5,000 harmonicas we've given out in the community and taught kids how to play. So
is it easy to play harmonica? You got your harmonica with you?
Nope. Fresh out. I do in the car, if you wait a minute.
You know, I'd like to be able to play the harmonica, too. Can you play harmonica, Greg?
I don't, actually.
We should learn that. We should start out the show with harmonica.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. That's right.
We'll practice together. We'll do it next time.
Yeah,
how's
absolutely.
That?
I think it would be great. So anything else special coming up or anything else?
If you're planning a picnic, just a family picnic or a corporate event or a reunion, I am also a balloon twister, so I can come out to your event and make balloon animals for the kids. I don't dress up like a clown, but I act like a clown 99% of the time, so it just kind of fits, I guess. But, it keeps the kids entertained, and you just have to have balloons at your event. So one thing we are looking for is I have an opportunity to partner with a business. If you're interested, every week we take a different balloon bouquet up to the hospital, to the pediatric unit, and then if one kid's going home and he really wants them, then we give him the balloons, and every week we take a different one, and we could do that together for the whole entire year. So we take them up there, put your business card. Everyone knows that they came from you. And so if anyone in the crowd or anyone listening, if you're interested, we have an opportunity for that starting the 1st of August. That's when the year will be up. So if you're interested, let me know. But, yeah, come on out to the Balloony Bin. We have a 3,000-square-foot showroom, and we're just the coolest balloon store around. So,
do you ever do helium parties where people breathe in the helium and talk?
No. Actually, that's very, very dangerous, and you could die from that. So
you can, really?
Yes. The reason that you talk funny is because it's a lack of oxygen to your brain. Oh, is that why you? No, I wasn't.
hasn't everybody taken a helium balloon and gone like that in there and spoke?
That's not a really good thing. Kids, if you're listening at home, do not listen to Rick Walton. No, it's actually very dangerous to do that. So we don't run out helium tanks just for that reason. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I never read that on the balloon anywhere. I never read that anywhere.
Yeah, look it up. Do not inhale.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess as long as you don't inhale it, right? You can just
stay away from helium.
Don't inhale it, Greg.
No.
Remember
Never.
That. That's right.
Never inhale.
All right. Well.
We also have singing telegrams if you're interested. We can come out and sing to someone at your party or your work. And it's not so much fun for the person getting it, but everyone else loves it. So, yeah.
That's cool.
So there's lots of things at the Balloony Bin. Just stop on in.
Where are you located?
We are 3465 Ann Arbor Road, just right underneath the bridge out by East End Myers.
That used to be out there. What was that out there?
Robert Hall's.
Robert Hall. Yeah.
It
was Robert Hall.
I went. Woo.
Robert Hall. Remember that.
Robert Hall's and Kenny's Shoes. That's right where I'm at. So.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay, the old Robert Hall store. All right. Well, thank you,
Cindy.
Thank you. We'll see you at the store.
Cindy Hayden, everybody. Balloony Bin. Next up, Michael Walters from the Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What are you doing for the Chamber, Michael?
Well, I'm the business development manager, and so I work with all the existing members and new members and My whole goal is to just coach them along on how to get them involved with the chamber in different ways of it. Kind of things I wanted to talk about today are our new program we have. It's our software system we're using called Chamber Master. And it's making it more easy and user-friendly for our members to go online and actually register for this event, do any type of sponsorships for events themselves, marketing, update their profile. You can add videos, you can add clips, you can add links to web pages, all different kinds of things to your profile. So it's more user-friendly now.
So you have to register for this event?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Definitely. Yeah. You can easily just call our office and ask us to register for you. Or if you already have a profile created, you can log right on and register for this event.
So does that save you any money? Or
it doesn't save you any money. It just saves you the hassle because you don't have to call in or email and wait for a response. You can do it all yourself right away.
Okay.
It's made mainly for the whole point of making it more user-friendly, because the fact when you can create your own profile and you can put job listings and job postings, you can have hot deals. So if you have a special going on for this month, my buddy Thomas over here from Vantive, he's got a special going on to the end of the month. He wanted to list it. So different things that you can do to help really accent your business, to really make it stand out more than somebody else's.
So how new is that? Is that brand new?
4 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got back in February. And just it's really growing, and it's really helping us just really make sure our members are really getting the reach they need to. We know who's being active and who's not, and we can really help coach them on being more active without having to be here personally.
So it's working well?
Yes, yeah. It is.
What's the chamber referral program?
So this is something I created about 2 months ago, and it's a whole point of it is to, when a person refers a business, they join. They give a $40 gift card to an area business. And I went around to all the different businesses that are members already, and the whole point of it is to give more exposure to them. When you have one person, their whole goal is to do five referrals per month, so they all each donated five $40 gift cards to us. So that way then you have five different experiences to have a chamber member come in with their friends and family and so on. So they can really show them what they have to offer. Some of our sponsors this year are Cherry Creek, Grand River Brewery, In Good Company, Culver's, On Two Wheels, Anytime Fitness, Jackson Coffee, Rally's, Matt's Cafe, The Chase Bar and Grill, Finley's, Olive Garden, and of course Michigan International Speedway for our yearly grand prize.
What do you get for $40 at the Speedway?
Well, that's the thing. With the Speedway, it's a year price, the grand prize. So every referral that you give, you get a ticket put into the hat. We draw at the end of the year. The winner gets a nice plaque with their name engraved on it, and then they get a pair of Champions Club tickets at the MIA's race.
Sweet.
It's about a $1,050 package value. It's a pretty nice little package. So far, we've had most referrals come from your company, Rick. Yeah. Yeah, Don has been real great. He gave us two referrals, and Patrick also. Patrick also has given us a couple referrals too, as well.
Well, good. That's great. You know, I mean, it's obviously referrals are want to make your business grow. Ask for a referral.
It's a way to help us so that we're not having to always go after new members. We're using our existing members who have friends out there who own businesses who know they could use the help. They know they could use the advertising, the marketing, the networking, and then giving back to those people who helped us gain those new members, and then highlighting our existing members as it is. So the whole camaraderie type thing to really bring people together and really try to make this a growing community.
What other benefits of becoming a chamber member?
Well, for one, I've been going around to different members. Of course, I go every day. But one I went out to was just Springport Meadows Apartments, and they've been members since 99. They're owned by the Gillespie Group. And I went there and I saw Courtney Crum. She's a manager. And I just went up to her and I asked her, I said, hey, are you guys getting all your benefits you should be? And she goes, well, yeah, of course. I said, well, how are you ordering your stuff for Office Depot? She goes, online. I said, awesome. Can I take a look at it? Sure, no problem. Pulled it up and went to one that I know for sure I know the price on. It's just generic box paper from Office Depot. The regular business price is $46.99, and then the business discount is $39.99, and then our price is $33.99. So we were looking at it, and she was at the $39.99, only getting 13% discount. And I was like, well, how would you like to double that? And so 5 minutes later, we were able to log into her account, get it set up, and she was able to double her discount. And it is something that it's unique to find that people are taking advantage of certain discounts, but they're not taking fully advantage of the chamber discounts. And that's why I love coming in there in 5 minutes to be able to show her how we can save her money more than she has been in the past.
So are they too busy to save money, or what's going on?
They think that they have it set up the right way.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of tricky because you have to go through a portal. It's like a link, and to get our discount. But the whole point of it is that just within 5 minutes of me coming in, I can help guide you in the right way to make sure you're getting the best discounts for you. Some people don't have the time to do it, or they already have a a corporate, entity they go through because they are so big. But for those smaller businesses, it's really great to check out what we have to offer.
So are you meeting with all the chamber
yes,
members?
Yes, my goal is to every year meet with every member. Some members don't have time to meet, and I understand. But the ones who do, I really appreciate it because I love being able to show them how we can help. And just for an example, people like Thomas coming in, being able to offer another product. And just other things. So we found out that auto owner's insurance has a 14% off discount. And that's why, like, Don from Walton was able to help us gain a couple members. And that's just, it's amazing that these things are there we don't know about.
You didn't even know about that, did you?
Not sure. There are so many discounts nowadays out there, those different things. But that is a good deal. Just like, it's like you go to Wendy's, you get a discount, right?
Yeah, 10% off.
I don't think that, is it 10%?
I believe so.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think people realize how many
discounts
that the chamber has out there.
Yeah, there's two pages of member-to-member discounts that we have online. And that the greatest thing about our new website is that now members can create their own discounts, update their discounts, take them down, add new ones, make them expire. So if they want to have just a certain time, they're going to have a special going on for the spring or the summer, they can do that. And so they'll automatically auto-populate with logos, pictures, you name it, the whole thing. It's a more user-friendly atmosphere to make people.
You're pretty new with the chamber. How long have you been with the chamber now?
Since last August.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost a year.
Yeah, almost a year.
So you apparently really enjoyed it. Did you go out to the track this past?
Not this year. I went out last year.
Okay. Yeah. So the chamber is pretty well represented out to the track there, too.
Very much, yeah. And that's why I really enjoyed the fact how when I talked to Josh Burgett from MIS, and he's like, whatever you want, let me know, and we'll make it happen. And I was like, awesome. And it's just really nice to see how members and all these other members who were just totally willing to give away, $200 to another member referring a member. That's just generosity. And they knew that being able to be that way and being able to highlight their business, they're hopefully getting more sales out of it, in the future to let people know what kind of unique products they have.
So if somebody wants to update their benefits, give you a call, right?
Sure. Give me a call. Email me. My email is michael@jacksonchamber.org. Our phone number is 517-782-8221.
Thanks, Michael.
No problem. Thanks.
Michael Walters from the Chamber.
Thank you. All right. Next up, we've got Dan Macnick from Willis & Macnick Financial Services. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn good. I can say I have a good weekend. It's Father's Day for those of you who don't know. And it's always fun when you're a father and you get to have lots of kids and grandkids around. It's a good weekend, man. It was a great weekend. Yeah. Fun last night listening to that lightning and everything. Lightning. I had to listen to
the thunder. That's one way to put it.
It was something else. So you guys got a lot of things going on with your organization.
Yeah. So Willis & Macnick has been in the community. We're a family-owned independent team of investment advisors, for those who don't know us. Pat Willis, who's my mom, and myself, well, not necessarily myself, but we've been in the community for over 30 years serving our clients, and it's been really rewarding, and we're having a great time doing it.
So what do you do?
So, again, we're investment advisors, so we help clients answer questions like, what is my life going to look like in retirement, and we help them plan for future financial considerations. So we've been doing that for a long time. We've got three investment advisors in the office now. Together we have over 60 years of experience, but we need to grow. We're growing. We need to add some more.
How'd the market do yesterday?
Yesterday? It was up. Everybody thinks good things are happening in Europe. So we'll see. We'll wait to see. Tempering expectations. Need an agreement over there.
Right. So what's, you say that you guys are growing. What are you guys doing mainly right now? And what are you seeing out there? What do people need?
Well, I think everybody needs advice. About a third of people consult an investment professional at some point in their lives. It's only a third. There's a lot more opportunity out there. So, but we're finding that clients are more interested now, Rick and Greg, in the relationship that we can provide. So, once a client comes in, they have a tendency to stay. So, we're growing like crazy, and we need to hire an investment advisor. So either of you guys in the market for a job or at all? Or are you guys busy enough?
I could be in about a half hour.
So we're looking.
They told you already?
Yeah.
So we're certainly looking. We you know, we're always looking for good talent, and we're trying to find, you know, trying to find someone who's either willing to explore opportunities outside of their own firm, or we're looking to groom someone for that position. So,
well, you know, you've got to, like you say, main thing you're doing is helping people plan for their retirement, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of what we do. I mean, different people have different financial goals. Predominantly what we see is, you know, planning for retirement. So, you know, beyond just asset management, we help them solve those complex financial issues. And it's you know, it's a very much relationship oriented business. It's moved away from what it used to be, where you're buying and selling stocks every day. You know, people are much more interested in developing and cultivating a relationship with their investment professional. And that's what we do, we think, as well as anybody.
A lot of investment counselors around, Dan. What makes you guys different?
There are a lot of them around. Well, again, beyond
they're
asset.
They're not quite falling out of trees, but they're...
Right, but, yeah. You know, there are at least investment advisor trees growing in town. So, but again, our service relationship model is what, Greg, I think sets us apart. We listen to our clients and help to understand what their unique financial situation or issue is. Then we develop solutions that are personalized. And of course, obviously, we have a lot of expertise. As I said, you know, we have 60 plus years of experience in the office. So we can dig into what your unique financial situation is. We can help cultivate a personalized solution for you.
And you demand to really meet with your clients.
You know, we do. As some people know, right? As some people know, we are all about the relationship. So we really reach out. We do a lot of educating with our clients. We feel that the more educated a client is, the more likely they are to be successful in attaining their financial goals. So we really reach out. We try to meet often, and that is what helps cultivate that relationship. And that's what makes our client base so loyal.
How come it's only a third, Dan?
You know, that's an excellent question, Greg. I think a lot of people get in tune to what their company provides in terms of a 401k or a retirement plan. They kind of set it and forget it and forget that there are things that an investment professional can bring to them. So if you're 3 or 4 or 5 years away from retirement and you know you have this 401k out there, that's great, but what does that mean? What is your life going to look like in retirement? You know, can you answer that question yourself, or is that best assisted with someone like me?
If you're only 3 or 4 years away, you waited too long.
Right. Hopefully you've been contributing, but you know, if you haven't stepped back and analyzed what your goals are and some of the things that you want to do in retirement, how are you going to know if you're going to achieve those goals? And that's something that we can help answer. We have fantastic proprietary systems that help us do that.
What about some of the younger professionals, Dan? What should they be looking to do right now?
Right. So if your company offers a retirement plan of any sort, whether it's a simple IRA or a 401k, my number one piece of advice would always be to take advantage of that, especially if the company provides a match. That is, especially when you're young, that is your number one weapon to work for retirement. I would also encourage you to consult with an investment professional. We don't charge consultation fees. You know, if there's some kind of planning that you want above and beyond that, then that's something that we talk about. But go and sit down and talk to a professional and see what kind of insights and services that they could bring to the table, even if they can't necessarily manage your account immediately.
Never too early?
You know, it's never too early. And you like to say, and you know, a couple of the gentlemen next to me were talking about, you know, how they've started early. And boy, I tell you, it doesn't take much. If you've got time on your side, it doesn't take much to put away. But there's always a cost to wait. So the longer you wait, more expensive it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. You got the next Apple out there, do you? So we could, you know, buy it in 1990.
Sure, yeah. Call my office.
1,000 times or something like that.
We'll sit down and talk, yeah. There are always opportunities out there. It's like I like to tell our clients, we don't do day trading. The type of investing we do isn't necessarily all that glamorous, but we work long-term toward helping you achieve your goals.
Well, I know the best thing you can tell people, start early, like you say. You got to start early, start putting it away, because pretty soon you'll be there at retirement, and you say, gee, I can't retire. I got to keep working.
Yeah.
So I know what happens, and like you say, that 401k, or if you have an opportunity to be part of that, or an employer matches it, there's never a better return than anything you ever get, especially right. When they match. That's a 100%
yeah, exactly.
Return.
100% return right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. If you put it in the guaranteed fund, it's still 100% return. So people right. Have to do it. And you can't. And you shouldn't wait. You shouldn't wait to.
That's right. And a lot of companies, their 401k products are complicated. Do you know whether you should take the Roth provision, you know, and contribute to your account after tax or pre-tax? You know, do you know the answer to that question for sure? If you're getting up there, how do you know when to take Social Security, whether it's 62, 66, or 70? Those are questions that an investment advisor can help you answer.
Of course, Dan, you're conveniently located.
Very convenient. You know, you got to dodge a little construction and a few tree limbs this morning, but we're right on the corner of South Jackson and Wesley, right downtown, next to the courthouse.
So give Dan a call. You're, of course, on the internet.
Give us a call. We're on the internet. WillisMacknick.com, and we're at 784-5556.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Greg.
Dan Macknick from Willis & Macknick. Take a break. News break coming up, and we'll be back with more. Good morning, Greater Jackson, from Bella Note.
We now return to Good Morning, Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Good We're back.
Here. We're down at Bella right now.
Bella Note.
Bella Note. We got the Dahlem Center coming up. And I'm telling you, if you don't know about the Dahlem Center, then you're missing out, right?
Great place.
That's a great place. Dahlem Center, I really believe, is one of Jackson's true treasures out there. You know, right now is really the thicker things, because I'm not sure what you do in the wintertime, even though I'm looking at your list here. Today, we have Carrie Benham from the Dahlem Center, and she's going to talk about what's going on out there right now and all the exciting things. And I was just talking to her a minute ago about they got programs out there for kids that are 3 years old, and I said, how in the heck would you ever manage a three-year-old kid? You know, do you keep them all night?
Oh, no. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
God, we're great. How about you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're glad you're here today. So tell us, you know, just tell us, start us out with what's happening out there.
Well, Dahlem Center is a great place to go out for a nice nature walk, bring your family, or just go out by yourself, family and friends. We have about close to 300 acres of land, about 5 miles of trails, and the trails are open and free to the public to walk every day from sunup to sundown. So even after a big Christmas dinner, for instance, you can go out and walk the trails and blaze through the snow.
So out there?
We have programs going on all the time. You were talking about the three-year-olds. We have a nature preschool there, and we have a class for three-year-olds and class for four-year-olds. And we still have openings for the fall, so feel free to call the Dahlem Center and get more information and sign your little ones up. The biggest thing that's coming up is Outdoor Adventure Day Camp, and we offer day camp for preschoolers. So 3, 4, and 5 year olds have half-day sessions. We have 8 sessions that we're offering. And we're actually in the second week of preschool camp, so we have 2 full weeks in June, the last week of July, and the first week of August. Now, the month of July is Outdoor Adventure Day Camp for kindergarten through 6th grade, and those are full-day sessions, so 8:30 to 3:30. And each group is led by a lead counselor, and they have an assistant, and we do all kinds of things. We go on hikes, play games, do nature crafts, play on the natural playscape, camp songs, and each week has a different theme. So the kids can come back for more than 1 week and know that they're going to be doing something different. And the best thing is, they are learning, but it's so much fun, they don't know that. It's a secret. So the first session of regular camp is going to be life out in the woods, or out in the forest. So one day maybe learning about the birds that are in the forest, another day could be insects, another day could be the amphibians and reptiles. And so forth. And then the second session is outdoor skills, so knot tying, learning how to build a fire and how to extinguish it properly so we don't burn up our forest or our field or anything. They'll also be learning how to use a compass and orienteering debris shelters, what to do if you get lost in the woods or out on the trail and get separated from a group. And then the session 3 is life out in the field. So there again, they can learn about what birds or animals are living out in the field. In another day for insects and so forth. So it's going to be a great, fantastic summer for all of them.
You must hire a lot of, what do you do, hire a lot of kids in the summertime, I say college-type kids or something, to come out and be the counselors and that?
The lead counselors tend to be elementary school teachers or middle school teachers, or they have the equivalent, lots of experience. And then our assistants tend to be college students, 18 years and older. And in fact, I'm still looking for three more assistant counselors. So anybody that's interested in doing that, have an interest of working with children outdoors the entire day for a week, Monday through Friday. You get to go home and sleep in your own bed.
And you get paid.
And you do get paid. Yeah, this is a paid position for 3 weeks in July.
How are the bugs out there?
They're great. They're happy.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
They're happy when they bring those kids out there, Greg.
Yeah.
They said, oh, boy, we got lunch and dinner and everything.
Insects are really happy. Yeah, yeah. Typically, we say we don't kill nature, but I have the exception to the rule. It's okay to kill as many mosquitoes and ticks as you want.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
In fact, if I get a tick on me, I usually take a piece of scotch tape and stick it right off and fold it over, and I'm like, ha-ha, I got you. You're not going anywhere now.
Well, I don't want to think about those ticks, but hey. But you've got, yeah, you got all kinds of stuff. I'm looking at you, you know, you put out a list. Anybody wants a list of everything, I'm sure you can go online and get it, but you've got, obviously, a printout here. And I mean, you got everything from the Hunger Games, you know, coming up there in August. Kids 11 to 17 years old, the Hunger Games, that's, what are you doing? What are you doing with the Hunger Games?
Well, it's Dalham style, so we're not killing anybody. That's the first most important thing to point out. The Hunger Games Dalham style is, we have a big arena out in our wood area. We have one day of training, and then the next day is the actual games. So the kids will have a bandana attached to them, and they go around, and they have skills stations that they have to go to. And if they can pass that skill, then they get rewarded with food or water or bug spray or whatever else they would need that's available at that station. And once they're done, then they move on and try and capture somebody else's bandana or their flag to kill them, go to another station, get something else, earn something else.
I see. You've got on here too. This is all, you got Girls with Grit kayaking. Can you kayak out there at the Dalham Center?
Not at the Dalham Center. Okay. This is going to take place on Vandercook Lake with Quiet Water Sports.
Right.
Kat, she'll be teaching the kids and going through a full lesson, and then they go out onto the lakes, the chain of lakes there, and kayak. So Girls with Grit this past Saturday was bicycling, so they met at the Armory Arts, learned how to take care of their bike, how to fix it, and then went for a bike ride.
That's fantastic. I mean, you got birding with youngsters. I mean, I love to know about birds and everything. I mean, you see all these different birds, you know, and obviously we can name some of them, but so many of them you can. I think that's a one-day thing. We're just coming out there, and you're, I guess, a family thing that you're doing.
Yeah, it's for families, young families. And, you know, you can go to these programs, or if you decide, oh, I can't make that, it's not the right time, it's not going to fit my personal schedule or daily schedule and things, come on out and make your own event. You could put together your own scavenger hunt for your kids and go out and see if you can check everything off on the scavenger sheet.
Well, you know, that's, I just can't believe all the different programs. If you could see all these, you should get online and look at them. I mean, it's just forest dwellers, farm life, outdoor explorers, you know, water babies, all these, life in the woods, outdoor skills, regular camp where you got 8:30 to 3:30, you can come out to your kids from kindergarten to sixth grade.
Or
sixth grade?
Yep.
Kindergarten to sixth grade. I mean, it's just, it's amazing the number of things that they've got here. And then you've even got things throughout the year, you know, March, you know, we've got things going on there, the Maple Madness. I really wish I could get all my grandkids out just to expose them to it. Maybe they have an interest and they want to rest of their life, you know, get involved in some kind of outdoor
activity. We've seen and had quite a few kids over the years that return year after year, whether it's school or for camp.
Well, that's great. I'd go on and talk to you about this. Yeah. I think it's such a wonderful thing we've got here in Jackson, so we've got to wrap it up and keep going. But appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to say about Dalham Center?
Our website is dalhamcenter.org. You can find all this information there. You can give us a call at 782-3453. Come by, pick up all the information, stay a few hours.
Great. Well, yeah, thanks so much, and thanks so much to the Dalham Center.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
Carrie Benham. Wrap it up today with Thomas Troer, Vantiv. What is Vantiv? Thomas, good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Vantiv is a merchant and technology provider. We service over 400,000 merchants nationwide for their processing needs.
So are you here in Jackson or what?
We actually are nationwide. I'm here locally in Jackson. We work with the Chamber. As Mike was saying, we're actually one of the programs. It's actually a great program because it gives back to the community. Aside from saving the business owners money, because, you know, let's be realistic, that's what everybody's in business for, is put money in their pocket. The program actually gives back to the Chamber a portion of those merchant processing fees to be reinvested, you know, in the Chamber functions and in the community, as well as we partner with a lot of local banks as well.
How do you do that?
Business owners, talk to the business owners, they give us a merchant statement, and then we just kind of analyze it, saying, hey, this is what you're paying with your current processor, here's what you'd be paying through us, here's your savings. Also, you know, do you take checks, and do you just, you know, a lot of banks have, you know, everybody knows that bad checks are costly to a business owner. Mm-hmm. So we have systems and everything to help that in place that that will run those checks as basically an EFT, electronic transaction, and guarantee those checks are good. So that way it saves the business owner money on those fees.
So what other services do you guys provide?
Everything from loyalty programs, gift cards, the actual technology itself to run the transactions. And that's actually something that's coming up, and a lot of people may have gotten some already in their wallet. The new cards that have the chip in them.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those?
Yeah.
All right.
Saw one yesterday.
Awesome. Well, that is actually called an EMV card, and it's a smart card. Now, this October, we have what's called the shift of liability that's happening. And kind of just to give a simple explanation of that is, if you're a business owner and somebody walks in and has a chip card, and you do not have the chip technology, and you run that card, and let's say there's a fraud that happens with that card, and somebody steals the credit card number and they go out and spend on it, well, you as the merchant are 100% liable for any damages.
That's trouble.
Yes. So we are actually leading the charge and getting these changed over. The EMV chips have been out for a long time. They've been out in Europe specifically for a long time, and they've cut fraud down over there by 40%. Credit card fraud is the number one crime in America today. So it's about time that we got on board and switched over these cards so we could lower our fraud rate.
So there's a deadline coming up?
Yeah, October 1st is the deadline for that. Now, you won't have to switch if you don't want to switch to EMV products. But again, your business is assuming any liability if that happens. Now, let's say you have the technology. Let's say your reader is EMV compliant, and a customer walks in and they give you a regular card that has a magnetic strip because their bank or financial institution hasn't given that customer a chip card. Then that bank or financial institution is actually the one that's liable, and you're not on the hook. What Mike was talking about, a promotion that when he was talking about the new Chamber Master program, well, now until the end of the month, we actually are running a promotion that you can get a free EMV reader for switching over to process through us.
Good deal.
Yeah, it's hey, anything that's free is worth saving up for, right?
Absolutely. So talk about fraud, and I guess that's got to be a big part of your business.
Absolutely. Fraud's a big part of any business. I mean, kind of the fraud portion of it is, being that credit card fraud is the number one crime in America, the EMV chip is supposed to reduce that. Like I said, in Europe, it reduced it by about 40%. We also have a product that which is called Breach Assistance. And everybody's heard what happened to Target, Home Depot. You heard that in the news. But what you don't hear about is the smaller to medium-sized businesses that get hit every single day because they're not as big. So we actually have a product called Breach Assistance. And what that product does is it covers the merchant up to $500,000 per instance. It works kind of like an insurance, but it's actually not insurance. Mm-hmm. Covers them up to $500,000 per instance in case their business was to get hit. It's a great product. We're one of the only companies that offers that product because Vantiv highly believes in security of our own systems, but as well as security for our merchants, because our merchants are the lifeblood of our business.
So if somebody wants to get a freebie, they call you, you come out, what's the deal? How does that work?
Well, they can contact myself or they can contact Mike there at the chamber. We'll set up an appointment. They can give Mike the statement or they can give me the statement. I'll do an analysis for them. Again, tell them what they would say through processing with us and tell them about all the different plethora of products that we offer from point of sale systems, the regular terminals and so on and so forth, mobile solutions. And then from that standpoint, it's their choice. You know, if they want to save some money then and help out the local chamber and the community, then great. If they want to continue with their current provider, that's their choice.
So you can save them money?
Absolutely.
Okay. How do they get a hold of you, Tom?
They can call me directly at 517-755-6696. Again, they can also contact Michael at the chamber, or they can email me, thomas.troyer@ftpsllc.com.
Thanks for coming out today.
No problem. Appreciate you.
Vantive, Thomas Troyer. Angela wraps it up today.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for coming out this morning. I hope that the majority of you had power this morning and were able to survive the lovely little light show we had this past evening. But thank you again for coming downtown. And do remember that businesses and events are taking place downtown. So if you need information on parking, you can visit digjackson.com for more information. But thank you to Annette and Brandon, as always, for providing a great breakfast and a venue for us. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. And again, thank you to our sponsors this morning, the Balloony Bin, Willison Macnick Financial Services, Dahlem, and Vantive for being here this morning. Thank you guys very much. And also thank you to our ambassadors. Those are the folks that you see when you come in at registration. So thank you to Linda and Kathy for helping out this morning. We also have some new chamber members since the last time that we were together. We have Lifespans, a community service, Westwood Mall, Tech Manufacturing, Megacon, Life of Effect Chiropractic and Total Wellness, Foresight Group, Willows on Twin Ponds, Crown Industrial Services, Inc., and Mid-State Title Agency of South Michigan, LLC. So let's give them a round of applause and welcome them to the chamber. And then we have a few events coming up during the summer. Now, as I told you before, we kind of slow down a little bit in the summer so that you can enjoy some of the great things here in the Jackson community. But we do have a speed networking coming up on July 15th, and it's going to be over at the Chase Bar and Grill. There are 35 spots available, so make sure you RSVP if you want to be part of that. And then we have Good Morning Greater Jackson coming up on July 28th. Just a couple of things to keep in mind. We're going to be sending out the annual meeting nomination forms for the Athena Award, Small Business Person of the Year, Entrepreneurial Vision, and Brick Award. So if there are chamber members that you would like to nominate for any of those awards, keep that in mind. Those will be coming out after 4th of July. We're also soliciting applications for our Leadership Jackson program that's going to be starting in September. We're taking 25 participants for that. And then also we are in the process of selling booths at Jaxpo coming up on October 15th. So if you have not reserved your booth yet, you need to do so quickly because spots are filling up fast. Like nonprofits are already sold out. So we want to thank the members in attendance this morning: Anchor Staffing, Comerica Bank, County National Bank, Gilbert Chocolates, Griswold and Dalton, Carpet One, Jackson Host Lions Club, the Small Business Development Center of Michigan, CP Federal, Johnson Sign Company, Dancy's Fancy Butter, FF&S, United Way, Russell Decker, Capital Bank Card, Jackson County Prosecutor, Jerry Jarzinka, Pro Designs Plus, Flexible Staffing, and Fifth Third. So thank you all for being here this morning, and we'll look forward to seeing you next month at Good Morning Greater Jackson, if not sooner. Have a great week. Thank you.
So put July 28th on your calendar. We'll see you back here for Good Morning Greater Jackson. Again, thanks to Bella Note.